Let's head overseas now to Syria, and overnight the Assad government claimed victory in an ambush in the eastern outskirts of the capital, Damascus. The state news agency says government forces killed more than 170 Islamist fighters. But an Israeli-based analyst with the Washington Institute, Ehud Yari, says Assad will not win this three-year-long civil war. He says Israel is quietly increasing its role in the conflict and that the Netanyahu government has now decided that Assad must go. Ehud Yari is in Sydney today as a guest of the Australia-Israel Jewish Affairs Council. And when he joined me in the World Today studio this morning, I asked him about the significance of the latest fighting in Damascus.
I'll be very blunt. There is no way President Assad can win this war. He is maintaining power and some control over about 35-40% of the country, but there is no way he can win because his army is overstretched, exhausted. The airlift from Russia and Iran cannot compensate for it. If it was not for hundreds and hundreds of Iranian military advisers and 6,000 fighters from Hezbollah, he would lose the main artery, the main highway of Syria, which is the M5, and control of the M5 is basically the crucial issue at this civil war.
That's a big if, though, isn't it? I mean, the support from Iran is significant, and it's not likely to diminish.
No, it's very significant support. If it was not for the Iranians and their proxy Hezbollah, he would not be in power today. However, the Syrian army, or what remains of the Syrian army, which is less than a third of what it used to be, is unable to mount any significant counteroffensive. What they are able to do is have such an ambush somewhere around Damascus, bomb neighborhoods, cities, townlets, but they cannot take territory because they don't have enough forces.
And yet this very destructive war drags on. Now, officially, Israel has kept its distance from this conflict, and we've actually had Israeli military analysts on this program saying that in purely strategic terms, it suits Israel to have the various Islamist groups fighting on Syrian soil rather than eyeing Israel. But you suggest this is changing. Why?
Yes, I think I differ with my countryman in his assessment. I'll put it again bluntly, if I may. We prefer the devil we don't know in Syria, even if it is the Islamists, to the devil we know. Because the devil we know, Assad, was going for nuclear weapons. He is the one who provided the Hezbollah with all the missiles that they have been firing against Israel. The second point is that Israel is very interested to prevent the flow of the two factions, two rival factions of Al-Qaeda, from North Syria down to the south. And this is why Israel is mounting an assistance program, a very considerable one, so that Al-Qaeda will not become our next-door neighbor.
So how big a role, then, is Israel currently playing, and how has that shifted in recent months?
Well, you know that Israel has so far treated 700 wounded rebels in Israeli hospitals and the Golan Heights. We are providing heaters, blankets, fuel, medication, food to the villages and townlets east of our frontier. And you would not be wrong to assume that there is a very good system of communications and coordination between Israel and the people on the other side. Now, to what extent Israel is aiding rebels in the south beyond civilian humanitarian aid, that's something that has not been publicized so far.
What's your speculation about that?
My speculation is that Israel will do whatever it takes to prevent Al-Qaeda from entrenching itself close to our border.
Where do you see Israel's role expanding, either officially or unofficially?
Well, although we don't want in Israel to get involved in the civil war, we are holding a huge magnifying glass over Syria. And we are waiting for President Obama to make up his mind whether he's going to support the good rebels, let's call them, the non-Islamists. Otherwise, this bloody war, Syria is just one huge pond of blood, will continue probably for years.
The role of the U.S., is that critical?
It's critical because everybody in the region, the Arabs, Israel quietly, they are all saying to Obama, here in Syria, you cannot lead from behind. So they are saying to Obama, we will all follow, but you have to take the lead. He's taking his time.
Now, Israel is not part of the Geneva process working to find a negotiated solution in the Syrian conflict.
A mistake by the Israeli government not to insist that we attend the meetings. We are an immediate neighbor of Syria. I think the Israeli government has committed a major mistake by not insisting on being there.
Do you think that the Israeli government will now insist on being involved?
Well, this is what I'm privately telling the Prime Minister, but he doesn't always listen to me.
And if Israel were to become more involved in the conflict, both in the negotiations with other nations in that forum and also potentially militarily, what difference can Israel make?
I think the decision of the civil war will take place from the south. A good push by the rebels, properly supported, would carry the day.
You say that the devil you don't know is the one that you'd prefer, but what are the risks in trusting the rebels?
Major risks. We have in Syria something around 50,000 fighters belonging to the two rival factions of Al-Qaeda. So we are looking at a real danger that Al-Qaeda will be able to take at least parts of Syria. We in Israel and our friends in Jordan are not interested in seeing Al-Qaeda entrenching themselves close to our borders. So you should expect that both Jordan, King Abdullah, and Israel, Mr. Netanyahu, are taking every possible measure to prevent Al-Qaeda from flowing down south.
Does every possible measure, though, for Prime Minister Netanyahu include potentially keeping Assad there?
No, that's not an option. I think the decision in Israel has been taken quietly. We are not the Israeli government doesn't make statements about the civil war in Syria. But the Israeli position, the strategic logic of the Israeli position is that we would like to see Assad out.
That's Israeli-based analyst with the Washington Institute, Ehud Yari. And you can listen to the extended interview with him on our website shortly, where he talks more broadly about the region, including Egypt, and the resignation en masse of the interim government there this week.